We're joined now by Charlotte Randolph. She's the president of Lafourche Parish in Louisiana. Ms. Randolph, were you reassured by what you heard tonight? Because the president seemed to be trying very hard to offer reassurance to the people of the Gulf.
No, we were not reassured. It is obvious that in order for the president to achieve his agenda for America, he is willing to sacrifice some Americans to do that. And quite frankly, with his continuance of the moratorium, he is saying to the people of South Louisiana, you're not worth the effort. His message about safety is disingenuous because, quite frankly, there was one explosion on one rig based on the terrible, horrible, tragic actions of some people. This is not an industry-wide problem. These rigs were inspected right after the explosion occurred, and now he wants a reinspection, and it's obvious by the selections he's made to this particular commission that his agenda is being reinforced by it.
It's now, when talking about his moratorium, you're of course talking about the president's moratorium on deep water drilling. We've had a chance to talk to you about this before, and it'll be surprising to many people that you in the Gulf are actually in opposition to the moratorium. The assumption would be perhaps that you would be calling for more safety regulations.
There are safety regulations within the industry. They police themselves. He talked about MMF, but these companies make an investment in these rigs. Obviously, BP in this situation took the low road and decided to do it in a cheaper way. But I can assure you that is not the industry standard. And the people who work on these rigs are very, very knowledgeable about what happens on them. And the people he's appointed to these commissions have absolutely no connection to deep water drilling. They've taught at a university. They've not experienced the real world. And this infuriates me.
I'm wondering what you think the president needs to do in that meeting with the BP president, Tony Hayward, tomorrow to make sure that BP is held accountable. What do you think the president needs to say?
He's going to try to get BP to pay for this moratorium, and BP is not going to do it. It is an issue that was created by Mr. Obama, and it is something that he will have to live with for a long time now. He has killed an industry, and Americans will feel this because of the lack of energy in this country. And we can wish and hope for alternative energies tomorrow, but it's not going to happen for 20 years. And when Americans can't turn their air conditioners on and they can't drive their cars unless they pay $5 for a gallon of gas, what's going to have to happen here is somebody's going to have to say maybe he made a mistake.
I just want to ask you before I let you go about some of the promises the president made tonight. He talked about the long-term Gulf Coast renovation plan, and he also talked about providing additional resources and assistance to the degree that it's needed for people who are in the Gulf. Are you assured that that money is going to be flowing quickly to the people who are out of jobs, whose hotels are not full, whose restaurants are half empty?
Well, I am assured because BP has delivered so far when necessary. But right now, those restaurants are air-conditioned, and they cook on stoves that are often electric. And America refuses to admit our addiction to oil. Yes, the president is right. We have to move away from that addiction. But does he have to sacrifice Americans to do it?
That's Charlotte Randolph. She's the president of Lafourche Parish in Louisiana. Ms. Randolph, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.